Thank the Lord for being here this morning, and the Lord is our help, my helper, amen. I'll try to preach to you a little bit, amen, and then step out of the way. I'm thankful, amen, like I said once again, I'm thankful to be here this morning. With everything that's going on in the world today, amen, it's a good comfort, amen, to feel, amen, to come to the house of the Lord, amen, get away from the things of the world for a little bit of time, amen, and hear His Word, pray, fellowship one with another, amen. That we can help each other in these troubled times that we're in. Amen. We know that these times ain't going to go on forever. Amen. It will come to an end. It will be finished. Amen. When God, amen, the Father, amen, says it's done. Amen. It'll be done. Amen. There ain't going to be no man that's going to say it's done. There ain't going to be no election that's going to say it's done. But it's going to be the Heavenly Father telling His Son, amen, it's time. Amen. And folks, we don't know when that time will be. There ain't none of us here that does. Amen. We don't know when this will all finish out. Amen. People's got it in their minds that 2020 is the year. Amen. It very well could be the year. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. But sis, amen, we don't know that. Amen. The Bible clearly tells us that we don't know the hour nor the day. Amen. Folks, this will come without observation. Amen. The Bible says. Amen. It'll come in an hour. We think not. Amen. Hey, but folks, He said for an assurity, amen, and a promise. Amen. One thing I know about God, amen, that I've realized, amen, in my relationship with God, that He does not lie.
Amen.
Amen. Have you ever heard, amen, God telling a lie? Amen. No. Amen. What is it about God? Amen. He is truth. Amen. He is the, amen, definition of truth. Whatever He says will happen, will happen. Whatever He says what He will do, He will do that. Amen. Folks, you can bank on it. Amen. My Father does not lie. He does not deceive. He does not try to pull the wool over your eyes. Amen. Everything, amen, that He wants us to know, He has revealed to us, amen, by His Son, Jesus Christ, amen. Jesus said, amen, I come to do the will of the Father, amen. Everything that He told me to tell you, I have told you, amen. And folks, all He told us to be is, amen, is to be ready and prepared for His coming, amen. Believe on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen. Look to the eastern skies and be ready for, amen, that day to come, amen. Folks, amen, we didn't need 2020, amen, to have us to realize we need to be ready, amen. Amen, folks says, well, God has finally got my attention in the year 2020. Folks, if it took, amen, a pandemic, if it took, amen, a tornado, if it took all these things to get your attention, then praise God. Amen. What it took for me, amen, as a man of God, getting behind the pulpit and preaching to me, I was a sinner. I was lost. I was done for a devil's hell. And I needed to be saved. Praise God.
Amen.
That's what it took for me. Amen. Folks, all these things that we're seeing today, amen, is just the signs of the times. Amen. Things, amen, that He told us. Amen, that would surely come.
Amen,
So it shouldn't be a surprise to us, amen.
Right.
But He does tell us to be ready and prepared.
Amen.
Amen. To make sure, amen, that our foundation, amen, is secure, that we are founded upon a rock. Who is that rock? Amen. Who is that rock to you this morning, amen?
Amen.
Jesus Christ is my rock, amen. I can't speak for you this morning, but I can speak for Jason Bryant, amen. That rock is Jesus Christ. Amen, we're working on a building together, amen. You ever remember that song, I'm working on the building? Amen, I'm working on the building. Now, Jerry, I don't have the knowledge that you've got, amen. Jerry out here, he can build whatever he wants to build and do whatever he wants to do. My little pea brain can't put 2x4s together and save his life, amen. All right? I'm just going to be honest with you, amen. I put it, amen, I'll tell you a little story. I'm not going to get in a huge hurry, amen, this morning, but I'm not going to preach to you 2 hours, okay? Amen, or at least I don't feel that coming on, amen. May end up, amen, being that way before it's all said and done. I have no idea, amen, but amen, folks, years ago, amen, I had a desire to build a building out there in the backyard. And Sister Kathy, amen, you can ask my wife, when I get an idea in my head, boy, it's a good idea, amen. And the thing about this idea was, I didn't have a clue on what I was doing, amen. Amen. I
didn't know how to put a building together. I thought I'd get out there and put some 2x6s together, put it on some blocks. Amen. And boom, amen, I got myself a building. Put up some walls, be fine, hunky-dory. Amen. I started working on it, Brother Jerry. Amen. And I started putting some wood together. And I got to looking at it. You know what I realized? It ain't looking right. It ain't looking right. Amen. I've got this side a little longer than this side. I've got boards spaced out about, say about 5 foot, amen, from my floor. Amen. And you know what? It just didn't look right. And you know what? I came to realize, I said, you know what I'm going to need? Some, amen, four letter little word that we have a hard time saying. Help. Help. And I'll preach on us fellas this morning. You ladies just sit back and get comfortable, amen. And I'll preach on us fellas, amen, this morning. Amen. One thing that we don't like to do, amen, is admit we need help.
Yeah.
We like to, amen, just wrestle through it, Sister Tabitha, try to tackle it with both hands, amen. And amen, we're going to get it done, amen, no matter what. And we ain't going to need help. The Lord, amen, humbled me that day, and I realized, amen, there's going to have to be someone smarter, more wiser, more experienced than me to build this building. I have, amen, a friend, amen, over there at Allen's, amen, his name is John. He works on building. He's done this stuff. He can, amen, tell you how thick a 2x4 is, amen, how far you need to space it out. He told me everything I needed to know. And he guided me, Brother Adam, amen, to make this building strong, to make it where it's, amen, secure, make it where it's square, to make sure, amen, that I'm going to be able to use this thing and not go in it and feel like it's going to fall on me. All right? We, amen, as people today, amen, need to understand, amen, that we're working on a building together, amen.
Yeah.
Amen. There's a verse over there in Psalm that said, except, amen, the Lord build the house.
Yeah.
You're building it in vain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Amen.
That's true.
Except the Lord build the house. Amen. You're building it in vain. Amen. Now, folks, we're all working on the building. We're all working on a house. Amen. This day. Amen. We're all working. Amen.
Yep.
And we need help. Amen. I don't know about you, amen, but I need help this morning. Amen.
Amen.
And that help only comes from God.
Amen.
He's built buildings. Amen. He's brought up kingdoms. Amen. He created everything you see before you today. Amen. I don't know about you, amen, but I believe in my heart and soul that man had nothing to do with putting the stars in the sky. Amen. The sun ball up there where it's supposed to be. The moon, amen, where it needs to be. Amen. Feeds the little birds and the animals out there, Sister Kathy. Amen. Man got nothing to do with that.
Amen.
You know who does? God does.
Amen.
Ain't you glad, amen, man ain't in control of telling when the sun to rise?
Yeah.
Amen, when it to set?
Yeah.
Ain't you glad, man ain't in control of who, amen, what critters get fed and what doesn't? Amen, especially in the world we're in today where they can't, amen, agree on what toilet paper to put in the bathroom, amen. Folks, amen, today, amen, we are in a time, amen, we are in a time, amen, where we need to realize, amen, that we need God's help. We need God, our master builder, to work on our house. And most of all, we need to make sure our foundation is the rock that is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Bring it on, brother.
If you're working on a building today, amen. And that foundation ain't a rock, amen. Your building, amen, is doomed to fall. It has to be on a firm, strong foundation. And there is no firm, no more stronger foundation than Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Turn with me to Luke in chapter 6, amen. And 46 is where I'm going to read at this morning. Luke chapter 6 and 46 is where I'm going to read at today. And this is what the Bible says, what the Word of God says, amen, to us this morning. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and dig deep, amen, and laid the foundation on a rock.
When the flood rose, the stream did beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man without a foundation, built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. This morning.
Amen.
Bless you. Amen. He asked him a question. He said, "Why you call me Lord, Lord?
Yeah.
And you don't do what I tell you to do." Now that's just, amen, a country plain way of looking at it. Amen. He said, "If you call me Lord, Lord, amen, you ain't doing the things I tell you to do. Why are you calling me Lord, Lord?"
Right. Amen.
Amen. If you're not willing to do the things I'm asking you to do, amen. Now, folks, amen. We are, amen, a rebellious, stiff-necked, stubborn people.
Right.
Amen.
That's true.
Now, don't look at me and say, "I don't know what he's talking about." You know what I'm talking about. We all got that in us this morning, amen. We all got that time, amen, of our life, amen, when we get stubborn, we get stiff-necked, we get hard-headed, and we think we know it all. Anybody ever been there? Amen. I'm turning my back to those who raise the hand, okay? Amen. You can raise them up if you don't, amen. If you don't, that's between you and the Lord, okay? Amen. He said, "Why callest thou me, Lord, Lord, if you don't do the things I tell you to do?"
Amen.
Yeah. One thing I found out, amen, in my little life, amen, being a child, and we talked about me being a child, amen, that when my mom and dad told me to do something, it was far better and beneficial for me to do it than not to do it.
Yeah.
Anybody ever come to that realization as a child?
Yeah.
Amen. When my parents told me to do something, it's far better for me to do than not to do.
Amen.
Amen. If I call them mama and daddy, amen, and I don't do what they ask me to do, amen, why am I calling them mama and daddy? Why am I, amen, claiming them, amen, as my parents if I'm not willing to do the things they ask me to do?
Yeah.
Amen. Sister Kathy, amen, you know my mama, amen. Yeah. Gary knows my mama. You all probably know my mama, amen.
Yeah.
Now, my mama asked me to do quite a bit of things when I was a child, amen. And let me tell you something about my mama. I love her. She's a godly lady, amen. But folks, I'm scared of her. Amen. That woman, amen, if you didn't do what she told you to do, amen, she didn't waste no time, amen. Now, I'm just being honest with you. My mom loves me. Don't get me wrong, amen. She loves me. But she will grab a hold of whatever she can grab a hold of you, amen, at that moment to straighten me out. Amen. If it was, amen, a pot, or if it was a stick, or if it was something, amen, a fly swatter, if it was something, she was going to get her hands on it and straighten me out. And I realized, Sister Angie, it is far better to do the things that she asked me to do than buck up and go against her will.
Amen.
I got the lumps on my head to prove it. Amen. And that's no different than your relationship with God.
Yeah.
If you're calling Him your Father this morning, if you're calling Him your Lord and Savior,
amen,
then do what He asked you to do.
Amen.
If it is, amen, to preach, then preach. If it is to sing a song, sing a song. If it is to pray, amen, three times a day, then pray, amen. Folks, whatever the Lord directs and asks of you to do, amen, be obedient.
Amen, yeah.
And do those things. Be obedient. We have a hard time with that word too, don't we? Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. There's men of God that had trouble with being obedient. Amen. You can go in your Bible and you can read about it. Amen. Telling them to go do one thing. When they do, they turn around and go the complete opposite direction. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. But you know what, Sister Melissa? Just like Jonah, amen, the Lord finds me every time, amen, I decide to turn around and go the opposite direction. Sister Kathy, I can't hide from God. He knows you this morning.
Yep.
He sees you this morning.
Yep.
And especially He knows this right here this morning.
Yep.
Amen?
Yeah.
He knows you this morning. He said, amen, I'll tell you what a person who, amen, is like unto the one that does and are obedient to my words. He said, he is like a man which built a house and dig deep.
Yep. Amen.
Amen? Dig deep.
Yep.
Now, I deliver in Nashville, amen, and what's going on in Nashville these days is
amen, you'll see a building being built just about every block. And I'm not lying to you. It's just a crane here and a crane there. And if you're watching how they build these buildings, before they even start building, they dig.
Yeah.
They go down deep in the ground, brother. They use dynamite, they use whatever, amen, to go deep, amen. Why? Because these buildings that they're working and, amen, constructing, amen, are tall buildings.
Yeah.
And the foundation, Jerry, needs to go down deep where the rock is, amen, and start there, amen, and work their way up, amen. And what the Lord is telling us, amen, today in His Word, amen, He is like a man that built a house, amen, and dig deep, amen. Dig deep.
Amen.
Amen. You're going to have to get past those layers, amen, you got in yet, and go deep.
Yep.
Amen. I'm not talking about a surface kind of thing. I'm not talking about just raking over the grass a little bit. Amen. Or just taking up a little bit of topsoil. I'm talking about taking a shovel and going down deep. Amen. Until you hit the rock. Amen. Because if you, amen, just get to the surface, if you think you can build your house upon any other thing than a rock, your house will be doomed to fall.
Yeah. Amen.
He said, take heed, amen, that you stand lest you fall.
Right.
Where we're standing upon is the rock, is Jesus Christ. Amen. Because He said, amen, in this scripture, He gave both accounts. He said the one that does the Word and the one that didn't do the Word. What did He say both of them would face? He said it would face, amen, the stream did beat vehemently upon the house, could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man without a foundation, without a house upon the earth. Against the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of the house was great. One thing about it is, amen, there will be storms.
Yep.
There will be streams. There will be things in our lives.
Yeah.
That will beat on us.
Yep.
Anybody ever have a time or two of that?
Yeah.
Anybody still having a time or two of that?
Still having.
As long as I'm in this life, amen, guess what, Sister Strangey? We're going to have a little bit of this.
Yeah.
Amen. The streams will beat vehemently upon you. Amen. Yep. Things will rise up against you, Sister Kathy. Amen. I love to tell you, amen, everything's going to be hunky-dory. Amen. Peaches and ice cream and cobbler and all that wonderful sweet stuff. And you ain't got to worry about a thing. Amen. But folks, one thing I've realized ever since I gave my heart to the Lord, amen, it rains upon the just and the unjust. Amen. Amen. It will come up against you. Amen. And you need to make sure that you're right. Because, folks, amen, let me tell you something, amen. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty, amen.
Yeah.
We're getting down to the end of this thing. And I'm not saying this 2020, amen, is the way, amen, the way that the Lord showed me, amen, things. I've always believed that.
Yeah.
Because preachers preached the Word and told me, amen, that these things will come to pass, these things will happen.
Yeah.
And we need to be ready and prepared for it to happen.
Amen.
The Lord, amen, during this time, we're going to find out who's really on that rock, that foundation, Jesus Christ, and those that ain't.
Absolutely.
Amen. He's going to start, amen. Praise it's going to start in the process of time. Amen. Anybody know, amen, the parable about the wheat and the tares? Amen.
Yeah.
Knowing how they both grew up together. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And folks, amen. He said, let's go ahead and get them out. He said, no, just let them grow up together. Let them, amen, have their time. And at the end of harvest, amen, we'll separate the wheat and the tares. Amen. What happened to the tares? They were bundled up, cast into the flame. Amen. Folks, amen, today, amen, we're going to find out the ones that will endure to the end. Amen. The same shall be saved. Amen. Folks, the Bible says, amen, many are called, but few chosen, amen.
Yeah.
We're going to find out today, Jerry. We're going to find out, amen, in this life that we're in, the ones that are real and the ones that are pretending, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. You can fool your pastor, you can fool your wife, your husband, your kids, but you're not fooling God.
That's right, brother. Amen.
You're not. He knows if you're real today or not. He knows, amen, if your house is built upon the rock, that foundation,
amen,
Jesus Christ, or not.
Amen.
Amen. You will come, amen, against storms, amen. I watched, amen, just the other day we were passing through a community, and I watched trees toppled over. And water gets into the roots, amen. The roots, amen. Some of these trees, amen, it doesn't take much, and it blows them over. Doesn't take much at all. Why? Because the root system is not strong. Amen. A little water gets into it. Amen. A little wind and boom, it's gone.
Yeah.
Amen. Folks, amen. The trees, amen, that are able to withstand that, amen, their root systems goes deep into the ground.
Amen.
Amen. And I like what that verse says. Amen. It's like a man built a house on a rock. Amen. He dig deep. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, folks, amen, today, amen, there's going to be some work in your relationship with Christ.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. He said, work out your own salvation, fear and trembling,
right.
Amen.
Absolutely.
There's going to be some work in you.
Yeah.
You're not coasting into heaven.
Amen.
Amen. A lot of people, you know, we're in a time, I'll be honest with you, you talk to anybody out there in the street, Walmart, or where have you, and you ask if they're a Christian or not, 99% of them is going to say yes. We're in that time. A lot of them are saying they're Christians. And that's not up to me or you to find out who is or who ain't. Amen. That is only left up to the Heavenly Father. He knows that.
Yeah.
But folks, amen, today, God knows your heart. He knows your life. He knows everything about you. He knows if you're real or not.
Yeah.
He knows if you're working at it or not. He knows how deep you're digging or not. Amen. Folks, amen. Today, amen, he finds out, amen, just how we are with him. Amen. How far we're digging deep into. Amen. If our house is built upon that foundation,
amen,
which is Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to read over here just a little bit more, and then I'll come to a close. Amen. Like I said, I ain't going to preach to you 2 hours. Amen. But I will preach to you. Amen. What God put on my heart to preach to you. In James in chapter 1, amen, it says, amen, in verse 19, it said, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness, superfluity, naughtiness, and receive the meekness with meekness, the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Verse 22 is what it says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only.
Amen.
Deceiving your own self. For if anybody be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was.
Amen.
But whoso looketh in the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, him being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
Amen.
A doer, not only a hearer, but a doer.
Amen.
Amen. There was two sons, amen, amen, talked about in the Bible over there. I believe it's in Matthew. He said, and giving them something to do, and one of them said, I'm not going to do it. Then for a moment he repented and went and done it.
Yeah.
The other one said, I'll go do it. But yet didn't bother to go do it.
Yeah.
Which one of them, amen, was asked, amen, which one of them was blessed? Which one of them, amen, was obedient to the Lord?
Yeah.
Which one of them, amen, do you think, amen, the Father, amen, was pleased in? The one, amen, that repented and done what was told.
Amen.
Amen. We're all children today. We're all got that stiff-necked, stubborn side to us. Amen. Amen. It's no surprise. Amen. I was that way to my mom and daddy, my brothers and my sister. Amen. Even though she may argue that. Amen. She was just as stubborn and stiff-necked as we were. Amen. Our kids get that way with us. I know what I put my mom and daddy through, you know.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny, amen? My mom and dad, I get over there and I tell them how frustrated I am, aggravated, and they just look at me and they smile. They look at me and smile. Teenagers, mom, my goodness, teenagers. And she just looks and smiles. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know. Amen. But folks, amen, we all got that stubborn, stiff-necked side to us. Amen. We want to do it our way instead of the one way that matters.
Amen.
That's Jesus Christ's way.
Yep.
Amen. Don't only be a hearer of this word, but actually put some action to the words that you hear.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
A lot of people come to church and they sit there and listen to the preacher, shake his hand out the door, and think, amen, well, that's it. Done my deed. That's it. Checked it off. I went to church and I took the preacher's hand. Everything's good with me. Well, what if, amen, that message, amen, God wanted you, amen, instructed you to do something? Are you willing to do it? Amen. Not only to be a hearer of the word this morning, but a doer.
Amen.
Amen. If you, amen, refuse to do it, if you don't want to do it, amen, your house is doomed to fall. Whatever you decide to build on, amen, it's doomed to fall.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. He said, it's like a man layeth upon a foundation and build a house. You can use gold, silver, marble, grass, hay, whatever you want to. You will come up against fires. You will come up against storms. Amen. And amen, you will probably suffer loss. But you know what? If you still got that foundation there.
Amen.
It's something to start with when you have to rebuild all over again.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Sister Tabitha, it'd be awful sad this morning for people today. Amen. Suffered loss. So there's a lot of people that suffered loss today in our nation. Do you know that?
Yeah.
A lot of people that are hurting. A lot of people without jobs. A lot of people, amen, that the world turned upside down, amen, in a matter of 4 months, amen. Folks, a lot of people are going through some hard times and suffered great loss, amen. But a lot of people, amen, probably don't have that foundation to go back to.
Amen.
You know what? When everything started going topsy-turvy, you know what I had and my family had to go back to? That foundation.
Amen.
Amen. When they said, well, we need to close up churches for a while, you know what? There ain't nothing stopping us from building right there at home, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Nothing stopping us from studying and praying and singing, amen, having the Lord's Supper. You can't have the Lord's Supper at home. Amen. Let me tell you something, you sure can, amen. You can have it all around your kitchen table, amen, Brother Adam. As long as you're in the right spirit, as long as you're observing, as long as you're remembering, as long as you're giving honor and glory to Jesus Christ, have the Lord's Supper at home, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You need to wash each other's feet at home, too, amen. Nothing's stopping you on there. Amen. To be, amen, doers, amen, today. You know what God is looking for? He's looking for some doers.
Yeah.
He's looking for some doers.
Amen.
Today, amen, I don't know your heart. I don't know your soul condition. I don't know how you are with the Lord. Amen. You may have suffered loss in the past few days. You may have suffered loss in the past few months. Amen. And, amen, you're wondering, how can I start all over? How can I rebuild? Folks, amen, one way to start out is with that foundation, Jesus Christ, and also calling on the Lord for help to build your house. Except the Lord build the house, amen, your work and your building is in vain,
amen.
If you're trying to build up riches and you're trying to build up wealth and you're trying to build up the things, amen, the material things of life, amen. And I'm not preaching to you, amen, having a fancy car is wrong and sinful. Amen. If God's blessed you with that, then praise the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
If He's blessed you with a fine home, then praise the Lord. Ain't nothing, amen, wrong. Amen.
Yeah.
But folks, if it gets in the way of your relationship with God, I'd rather be a poor man, amen, sitting on a street corner, amen, with my Bible in my hand, amen, living under a bridge, than having all the wealth in the world and lose my own soul. This morning.
Yeah.
Amen. How about you?
Amen.
How about you? Amen. Folks, the Lord, amen, has asked us, amen, to dig deep. To dig deep this morning. Get past, amen, all those layers, amen, this morning. Get to the rock. Get to where you can build your house, amen. Get to that foundation that is Jesus Christ. Amen. And with the Lord as your help, amen, you can build. You can build today. Amen. Let today be the day you start building something for God. Let today be the day, amen, that you start working on something better. Amen. If it's reading more, read more. If it's praying more, pray more. You know what we need, Jerry? We sure do need a lot more people praying.
Yeah, exactly.
We need some prayer warriors, amen. You may not be able to sing a lick in the bucket, amen. You may not be able, amen, to go out there and visit, amen, like you want to, amen. But one thing we all can do is find a closet, find a corner, find a porch, find somewhere, and bow the knee and pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Daniel didn't waste no time, did he, amen? Not able to go right back into Bible study, amen. But if you didn't hear it and listen, amen. Go back to Daniel, amen. Didn't waste no time, did he? Go back, amen, to his house with the windows open, amen, and went down on his knees and prayed as what? As he did before.
Yeah, exactly.
As he did before.
Amen.
This morning today, your soul is important.
Yeah.
Your condition today in your life is important. The Lord knows your heart.
Amen.
He knows if you're trying to buck up against Him. If He's telling you to do something and you're refusing to do it, God will find you no matter where you hide.
Amen.
He may send a big fish to come get you. You know that. Anyway.
Yeah.
You say, well, Jason, I don't go to the Lake or the ocean. You don't have to worry about that. Amen. I believe that a God who created all this, if He wants a fish to come find me in the middle of dry land, He will, amen, command that fish to come find me. Amen. I'm going to be looking over my shoulder. Amen. I'm going to be looking. Amen. Because that's the God that I serve. Amen. Everybody stand this morning. Amen. We get a song. Amen. We'll have invitation. Amen. This morning.
Amen.
How are you, amen, today? Are you bucking up against God? You thinking, amen, your way is better than His way? Let me tell you something today. It's time to stop being rebellious. It's time to stop, amen, with, amen, going against the grain, amen, and give your heart and soul over to the Lord. Amen. Give it over to Him and say, Lord, I want to be a blessing. I want to be obedient. I want to do the things You have me to do. And I want to get myself out of the way. The Lord can move, amen. He can take a hold of that person that you are, amen, and change you to a brand new creature, amen, if He so much desires, amen, this morning. But it takes someone hearing the Word and doing something about it today. To move, to have action, to, amen, perform these things, amen. Folks, amen. It's going to take someone, amen, I'd say to that hungry person over there, be thou filled, amen. Sister Kathy, it's going to take someone to take food to that person and feed them, amen. But also a person that is without clothes to say, be thou clothed. It's going to take somebody to go and clothe that person that's in need. But also it's going to take somebody today to do, amen, to do. I don't know about you, amen, but I think, amen, with everything that's going on today, we need to be checking, we need to be looking, we need to be asking the Lord, amen. Is everything where it needs to be with you, Lord? Is my foundation secure? Is everything where it needs to be with you, Lord? If not, help me. Those four little letters in that word, help, is what we have a hard time with. Bible says, amen, He is a very present help. Amen. Very present help today. He can come today and help you if you so desire it this morning. Amen. I know my God can heal. I know my God can save. I know my God can do and perform all these things. I believe that this morning. And He can do that for you today. Is your house built on that foundation that is Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Amen. Are you secure? Amen. Do you know, amen, whatever comes tomorrow, whatever comes in weeks or months ahead, we don't know if we have those things, but if, amen, the string did beat vehemently upon you, amen, would you be able to stand? Need to pray this morning. Amen. Need to pray. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to You, Lord, in prayer, Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord, for Sister Tabitha, Lord. Lord, bless her family, Lord. I know You've blessed her family. Continue to bless her family, Lord. Bless her husband, her kids, Lord. Lord, bless her home. Bless the things that they have, Lord, Heavenly Father, they use for this short time of life. Lord, if there's someone on their heart, Lord, Sister Tabitha, Lord, is very, Lord, faithful in prayer. Lord, if there's someone on her heart today that may be lost, someone today maybe got away, Lord, Heavenly Father, out of the will of God. Lord, I pray, Lord, that You, Lord, convict their heart. Lord, touch them, speak to them, Lord, that they be saved, that they come to know You, Lord. They renew their relationship with You this morning, Lord. Lord, I know, Lord, we have loved ones. We have many people on our heart that we love to see saved, love to see come know You, Lord. And Lord, I pray for them, Lord. They waste not the opportunity given to them today to know You and to be saved, Lord, before it's too late. I pray, Lord, in my Father this morning, help her, Lord.